All right, Grandma Sophie, it's nice to see you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Nice to have you here.
All right, so where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Poland, and that was like 1935, and lived there until 1947. Ours was a village about a few miles from the middle, from the downtown, you could say, Gorlice. That was my hometown.
What were your parents like?
Well, my dad was in America, so I didn't remember him when he went to America in 1939. Yeah. And so it was just my mother. And it was awful that I remember. That was wartime, Second World War, when I was maybe 6, 7 years old. And it was terrible. We were starving. We were hungry. We didn't have decent clothes. We had nothing. We had nothing. I can't believe we survived. My mother had a house, though, that was left to her by her mother. And so at least we had our own house, and my mother made whatever she could to make ends meet, and we did everything. Made your own bread and made your own clothes if you could, and which was a shortage of everything. And the conveniences was terrible. It's not like you have running water or you had nice bathroom or you had hot water. It was well water. It was nothing, no conveniences at all. Everything had to be baked in one of those old ovens that were made of brick, and you just had to get by whatever however you could. But anyway, we had soldiers, German soldiers, among all the people in a village. You stayed at home, curfews, no newspapers, no radio, word of mouth. If there was any news, it would be word of mouth. Everything was cut off. Yeah, school. We went to school. I think I went like third grade was the when the war was really towards the end, and it was really, really bad. So we didn't even go to school. In fact, that was forbidden at the time. Some people had homes, like you'd go to a neighbor's house and they would have a few books and you'd learn to read. So you just barely learned how to read and write, which was good at least. And it was just hard. And in wintertime, you didn't even do that because you didn't have proper shoes. You had to walk everywhere. So it was too cold to go anywhere. But you have to do what you have to do. My mother was very creative, and she, we didn't, we survived. Yeah.
So, when did you move to America?
Well, my dad left Poland in a nick of time because he was born in America, and he was American citizen, and people were saying, "Get out, get out." And so he left and in 1939, and he was supposed to. My ma said, "Just go," and then my mother had the house, so she was said, "I will sell the house and pack up and join you in America." But the borders suddenly closed, and we had to stay there, and so that was the way we couldn't leave Poland. Nobody could leave unless they escaped somehow. And so we were lucky to come here after. We were the first ones in 1947. We had Christmas Eve in Germany, and the next day we boarded the ship from Europe to come to America. And so we got to New York after a very hard trip because it was really, really unstable. The water was unstable because it was winter time, I guess, or whatever. And so we got to New York, and my mother was very sick, so she had to go to the hospital. So then we stayed in New York for a week before she could even travel. And there we had someone that nobody spoke Polish there, but we had a caretaker, and they would take us, bring us food, and bring us, we never saw a banana, for instance. And so, but they would, you know, take us shopping, and we could buy whatever we want, and waiting for my ma to get out of the hospital. So then after she got out of the hospital, then we came to Karhe, and that's where we joined my dad and my aunt and uncle, and we stayed there for a little while.
Excellent. Was it hard to adapt to life in America?
It was wonderful because we had clothes and we had food, and my dad had a car. I mean, that's something that we never experienced. But it was hard because we did not speak English. We didn't know a word of English. So, and then we were put into third grade, all of us together, and trying to learn the English language. Well, my sister was 16, my oldest sister, and my other sister was 14, and 14, yeah, and I was 10, and so it was very difficult. Sometimes we would have somebody write in, like if you wanted to take a bus somewhere. And so the lady would write it in English, have this child off the bus and such a stop. Mm-hmm. And so we you know, learned that way. Or if you go to the store, you'd give them a piece of paper, what we want, and they would get it for us. And so it was hard, but, you know, talking every day English, and the kids took to us very, very nicely, and we would play ball and play dolls with one of my girlfriends in Karhe. Neither one of us spoke, but we could communicate. And so little by little we learned. And, you know, kids learn because you're always exposed to English language. So you learn fast. But then we'd come home, we'd speak Polish. And so that was kind of, you know, harder that way. But I was eager to learn. I wanted to go to school, and I was eager. I always did my homework and always did more than my homework because I wanted to learn English. And so I did, yeah.
So the people over in America treated you pretty well?
Yes, very, very nice. at times, some people, they were just curious more than anything. People were so curious, you know, where did you come from? How did you get here? How was life out there? But people were generous. They gave us clothes, and have to thank my aunt who took us shopping in Karhe to a department store and bought us stuff. And then I had another aunt in Chicopee, Massachusetts, and she sent us some money and some. Actually, that was when we left Poland. That she sent us some money, and she sent us a package. That was like the first package you could get there, because we, you know, during the war you didn't have anything. You couldn't send mail out or in or nothing. Yeah, went to school, didn't know a word. Teachers were very nice, took time for us to help us with homework and help us with the language. So they were very nice. Yeah. And so people were, my aunt was generous, the people in Karhe were generous and nice, and that was it. Yeah, we just started American life after that.
So how did you meet Grandpa?
I was about 17 at the time, and I was a waitress part-time for friends of my sister's, had a restaurant. And my parents went down the street to hear a band. And my husband had the band. They were playing that night. And when I walked in, I was like 17, going on 18 maybe. And he came on a break. He came to our table. And we talked and everything. And asked me if he can take me home. And I came with my parents, so I said no. But then we went there again, and it worked out where he did one time take me home. And so we just got started a friendship, and then we got married a few years later. I think it was like maybe 3.5 years later, or yeah, like 3 or 3.5 years. And so then we got married, and I had two girls. I have two girls, and we had all of us, and now I have grandchildren, and we have a wonderful life. Yeah.
Excellent. I'm glad it all kind of worked out.
Yeah.
So you became a teacher, correct?
Well, I started out as teacher's aide when my kids were in kindergarten and first grade, and then I went into a specialist for reading for children that had problem reading. So that was very nice to help other people. Yeah, like I was helped.